The news is our life.
All right, what's in the news this week, everybody?
It's what you need to know.
Bernie Sanders went to a Republican lunch on Capitol Hill on accident on Tuesday. He was trying to attend the weekly Senate Democratic lunch on the Capitol, and it had been a while since he'd attended because he's been on the campaign trail, and he forgot where it was. He entered the Republican lunch, realized his mistake only when a reporter pointed it out, saying, wrong room, and made it to his Democratic lunch. But he had a large Secret Service detail in tow. I'm sure it was awkward.
Hello, fellow Democrats. All right, let's nosh. My, this is quite a spread. Look at this schmear. Is that a pastrami on rye? I love that. Hold on. Wait, is that chicken free range? I'm not eating it unless it's not free range.
Bernie.
Yes?
Wrong room, dude.
Wrong room?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is the Republican lunch.
Republican lunch? Oh. Oh, yep. I do. I see Orrin Hatch there. Stuffing your face with what looks like pickled herring. That's a good choice, sir. You're looking very good. Well, look, I can just stay for a second or two. I'll just sidle up next to, Chris Christie. Hello. I don't know if I want to get next to him. Boy, he is going at that buffet. Okay. Well, wait. This is not the place.
This is not the place, Bernie. This is the Republican lunch. And we're going to be talking about some stuff that you probably don't want to talk about. So probably head on over to the Democratic lunch. Guessing that's where you were
trying
to go.
What does it matter? I'm on the fringes now anyways. I could listen. I could only help, honestly. What are you guys going to talk about? I'm actually sort of a pariah in the other room right now.
Yeah, in case
I'm not supposed to be running, so I could just sit here.
In case you haven't realized, dude, we don't want you here either.
All right then.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just take my rumpled suit and I'll go.
That's probably a good idea, dude.
And he did.
Poor
Sad,
Bernie.
Okay. No, please continue with the news.
I know.
No,
poor
I'm
guy.
Just thinking of the Secret Service detail, too. Like, maybe shouldn't they have known where they were going?
Probably.
Google is changing their search engine results so that you don't think you're dying. They're trying to help people who are Googling health stuff, symptoms and things. And in the next few days, they're going to be adding these little digital cards that will pop up that they made in conjunction with the Mayo Clinic and Harvard Medical School. And these will have common search results for terms like stomachache and skin rash. And the cards contain more accurate medical information curated by health professionals.
I'm looking up stomachache right now just
to
see what
pops up. It
wouldn't
happen on a desktop browser for a little longer. So initially they're going to do it on mobile browsers, so on your phones.
Oh, no, that's what I mean. I'm trying to see what comes up that's bad. And
that's
it does
scary.
Take me to a site. Now, it comes up to WebMD, abdominal pain causes, symptoms, treatments. But right under that, which is stuff that you'd most likely click upon, is like those quick links, appendicitis, peptic ulcer disease, pelvic inflammatory disease.
Ooh, that sounds good.
When and really it might just be a little bit of heartburn.
Yes.
Or food baby.
Or you gotta poop.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, I'm definitely into this as somebody who is pretty much inside his own head and a fairly strong hypochondriac, so I would appreciate Google doing this, yeah.
Yeah, and we all go to the internet before we go to the ER or the doctor's office probably, right?
Right. I have some friends, and like my sister is a physician's assistant, and she says, you know, a lot of people get online and come in with this idea that they've got this going on and this going on and this
because
going on.
Because they looked it up on the internet?
Because they looked it up, yeah.
The Dalai Lama was in town yesterday, of course, spoke at the University of Utah, and he made Utes fans' lives, wore a Utes visor and a medal. I guess they gave him the honorary medal, but he asked for the visor. He does have a bald head.
Yeah, the visor is the wrong move for the bald head.
Kind of is, huh? Because you're not helping yourself. You're going to get sunburned.
Yeah, but he's being authentic with his with what he is and who he is.
Oh, as in the visor causes you to see farther into the hearts and minds of humans?
Yes, but still keeping the head bald. It's not like he's trying
open.
To cover up who he is
right.
or what's going on with him.
Right.
He's accepting.
Wow, that was far more eloquent than...
I'm doing a little
that
bit
was
better.
Well explained.
While also in town, he spoke at a Tibetan community center and met with some officials. Utah lawmakers met with him in spite of being warned by a Weber State University professor that they shouldn't. And Mayor Jackie Biskupski got to meet with him, or at least he touched her hand. Chris Jones from Channel 2 tweeted out her and him holding hands.
Yeah, I saw a picture of them two that they had foreheads together. It looked so sweet. It was almost like their third eyes were touching.
What's really cool about it, and we should retweet that. We'll retweet that from the @MorningAlt account. You can get, there's a nice shot of the llama's armpit in there.
Yeah.
His holiness's pit.
The holy pit.
which looks waxed, by the way. There's no hair.
There is a wisp. I think he just has fine golden hair in his armpits. Right. That's what I think.
What? Analogous to Trump's? Flaxen straw?
It's finer.